Right, so you wanted to tell us a bit about the situation with coronavirus in Kingston. What's going on at the moment then?
So we've seen quite a rapid increase in our coronavirus cases over the last 3 weeks. We've had a trebling of cases. So whilst the lockdown measures have had a big impact, we're seeing the numbers bounce back up very quickly. So we're really keen to encourage people to still follow all the guidance, the hands, face and space. And really, even though people can start to meet indoors, that we're really encouraging people to meet outdoors wherever possible to try and keep our rates down.
And you said that cases are increasing. Is that the Indian variant specifically or not?
Well, we're certainly seeing increases in the Indian variant, but other variants of the virus as well. So it's not only that. But yes, we are starting to see increasing numbers of the Indian variant, which we know is more transmissible, which is why the prevention messages are so important. And as I say, asking people for their support with that. And as always, doing the regular home testing. And if people get symptoms, so a temperature, a new cough, a persistent cough, or a change in taste or smell, that they remember to book a PCR test and to isolate until they get the results along with their household, because that's one of the things that can help break that onward transmission.
I was going to say, what's being done to stop the increase of coronavirus spreading in Kingston?
So we're encouraging people to follow those prevention messages, but also we are leafleting the areas of the borough where we've got the highest number of cases, and we're doing pop-up testing. So we've got testing at the Market House in central Kingston, but we've also got little pop-up testing areas that are going to be out and about in the borough. We're promoting it through our social media channels. So asking people, if they aren't doing home testing already, regular twice a week, that they go along to one of our pop-up testing booths and have a lateral flow test, which gives you a result in half an hour.
Okay, fabulous. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think the other thing I'd like to stress is the importance of the vaccine. So whilst that isn't an immediate benefit, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks after having the vaccine for your immunity to develop. Really calling on people that when their turn comes and we're getting down to people aged 30 and above to come forward for the vaccine, so that that can benefit them as individuals, the people that they meet and the wider community. And when it's their turn for the second dose, that they come forward to that, because two doses definitely clearly protects them as individuals, but also reduces any potential onward spread. So really asking people to get their vaccine when it's their turn.